Okay, so the first kind of meditation we're going to do is just like a stabilizing or concentration exercise for our minds. And that is usually done, and I will also say that the skills or the principles of one style of meditation, you'll see carrying out in other styles of meditation. So it all helps support other practices as well. It's really like skills training. Okay, so usually concentration practice is done by choosing an object of awareness. We rest our attention on that object. Our attention wanders, usually pretty quickly. We're like spun out in the past and the future. We fall asleep, we're all over the place. Then comes a magic moment when we realize, oh, it's been quite some time since I, whatever. And that is considered a very critical moment in the process where we practice letting go. It's what one of my teachers, a Tibetan teacher, called exercising the letting go muscle. We practice letting go gently of whatever has distracted us, and we bring our attention back to that chosen object. If you have to do that, let go and begin again, like 70 billion times in the course of this sitting, that's not considered a problem. That's actually the training. To let go more and more gently, to come back with more ease of heart, less judgment, less freak out. Oh my God, no one else than him's thinking, right? Is really the goal. So don't think you're doing badly because your mind is wandering. That's expected. The question is all about the coming back. And that will improve over time. So what that central object is, that home base for awareness, could be anything. And here you have some of the many methods of meditation. It could be a mantra, sound, visualization, loving kindness, which is we're going to do later. Could be something happening in your body. Could be a prayer. And very commonly, even if you also have other kinds of meditation practice that you do, very commonly for at least some of your practice, that central object is the feeling of the breath. Just the sensations of the normal in and out breath. Because, as my early teachers would say, first of all, you don't have to believe anything to feel your breath. It really is a universal object. You don't have to call yourself a Buddhist or a Hindu or reject anything else. If you're breathing, you can be meditating. And then as one of my teachers said, I've always felt very charmingly, they said, the breath is very portable. So let's say you spend 10 minutes a day practicing at home formally. Like, oh, now I'm meditating kind of practice. Where you're using the feeling of the breath, the sensation of the breath, as your object of awareness to come back to yourself, come back to this moment. Then you're at work, or you're commuting, or you're stuck in a marathon run, or you're whatever it is, you have your breath to help you center. Come back. And when you come back to yourself in that way, you come back to your values, you come back to what you really care about, right? So it's just a useful, portable resource for us. And one of the things I've always liked is that it's completely private. Nobody has to know you're doing it. You're in the office, it's crazy. You don't have to open up your closet door and pull out all this equipment and sit down cross-legged and close your eyes and look funny. Right? You're settling your attention on the feeling of the breath. No one has to know you're doing it. Okay, so that's what we're going to do for this first sitting. So I would say, see if you can sit comfortably, back straight, without being strained or overarched. Sometimes people will imagine like a wall behind them, say a brick wall, starting from the lowest vertebrae one by one. You raise your vertebrae up against the wall and you relax. Because you want that balance of energy, but also feeling natural and at ease. Okay? So you can close your eyes or not, however you feel most comfortable. We're going to start by listening to sound, conveniently enough, since we have some. Now, of course, it doesn't disappear, but whether it's the sound of my voice or other sounds, see if you can relax deep inside. and just have the sounds come and go. It's like the sounds wash through you. Of course, we like certain sounds and we don't like others. But you don't have to chase after them to hold on or push away. Just let them come, let them go. And bring your attention to the feeling of your body sitting, whatever sensations you discover. Bring your attention to your hands and see if you can make the shift from the more conceptual level to the world of direct sensation. Picking up, pulsing, throbbing, pressure, whatever it might be. You don't have to name these things, but feel them. And then bring your attention to the feeling of your breath. And this is just the normal, natural breath in this system. You don't have to try to make it deeper or different. And this is sensations, just like you just felt with your hands. It's the felt sensations of the breath. Wherever you feel the breath most distinctly, the nostrils, the chest, or the abdomen, you can find that place, bring your attention there, and just rest. See if you can feel one breath. If you like, you can use a quiet mental notation like in, out, or rising, falling to help support the awareness of the breath, but very quiet. So your attention is really going to feeling the breath, one breath at a time. What's already gone by doesn't matter. You don't have to lean forward for the very next breath even. It's just this one right now. If images or sounds or sensations or emotions should arise, but they're not all that strong, if you find you can stay connected to the feeling of the breath anyway, you can just let those other things flow on by. It's okay, you're breathing. It's just one breath. Everything else can come and go, it doesn't matter. If something comes up that is quite strong and it pulls you away, you get lost in thought, spun out in fantasy, or you fall asleep, truly don't worry about it. We say the most important moment in the process is the next moment after you've been gone, where you can practice letting go and practice beginning again. If you have to do that over and over again, it's totally fine. find it pretty amazing. No matter where our minds go, we actually can let go and come back.